Hello, I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. As a fellow practitioner, I want to talk to you today about what I believe is the single most important principle for achieving true excellence in our practices, standardization. We're going to explore how this one concept, when you really understand and apply it, can completely transform your practice into a model of efficiency and quality. You know, something that runs like a finely crafted Swiss watch. So let's just start with a really simple, direct question. When the phone rings in your practice, what happens? Do you know exactly how it's being answered? If your answer is, well, it depends on who picks it up, then you have an inconsistency. And right there, my colleagues, is where the journey to excellence can stumble before it's even really begun. All right, so here's our roadmap. We're going to cover 5 key areas. First, we'll pinpoint the real enemy of excellence. Then, we'll redefine what standardization actually means in a modern clinic. After that, we'll break down the 6 pillars that make it so essential, look at some real-world applications, and then we'll finish with the ultimate vision for your practice. Let's dive in. So, part 1, we're going to focus on the core problem we're all trying to solve, which is the hidden but very significant cost that inconsistency brings into your practice and, frankly, to your brand. Here it is, the main point. Inconsistency is the number 1 enemy of a high-quality patient experience. Just imagine this for a second. A potential new patient finds your website. It looks amazing, modern, professional, you've got a friendly team photo, they're sold. But then they call, and they get a team member who sounds stressed, disorganized, and unhelpful. In that one single moment, the entire brand promise that you spent so much time and money crafting is just broken. Standards are what prevent these kinds of careless and incredibly costly mistakes. Now, this brings us to a really common misconception, one that we have to challenge head on. Standardization isn't about turning your highly skilled team into robots. It's about giving them a powerful framework for consistent, high-quality work. So many of us hear the word standards and immediately think it means work will be robotic and restrictive, but the reality is the complete opposite. Standardization provides security for your team. It gives them clear guidelines, which builds their confidence. And for your patients, it provides safety, making sure every single clinical procedure follows a proven, predictable path. It's really the ultimate system for quality assurance. Okay, so now we're getting to the core logic of it all. Why are standards so essential for a high-performing, lean practice? Well, there are 6 key strategic reasons, and I like to call them the pillars of efficiency. Here are the 6 pillars. First, standards. Make your workflows understandable for every single person on the team. And that clarity, well, that directly leads to the 2nd pillar, which is all about eliminating the need to constantly rethink routine situations. Just think about this for a moment. Constantly rethinking routine tasks is an absolutely massive waste of our most valuable resource, our mental energy. When you have well-defined standards, the routine parts of the practice can basically run on autopilot. And what does that do? It preserves your focus and your team's focus for the real outliers, the complex clinical challenges that truly need your full undivided attention. And building on that, standards are what make excellence delegable. That's our 3rd pillar. You can't delegate what isn't defined. The 4th is the incredible safety net they provide. You know, simple checklists that make sure critical steps aren't forgotten, especially on a busy day. The 5th pillar, standards give you ready-made solutions for all those recurring problems. And all of this culminates in the 6th pillar, true sustainable efficiency, where the practice operates with that predictable Swiss watch rhythm we're aiming for. So, we understand the why. Now let's switch gears and move from strategy to execution. What does this actually look like in the day-to-day reality of your clinic? Let's walk through a few concrete examples. This here is a simple but really powerful tool that we use in my practice. We call them the Baxman keys, and they're designed to solve the common problem of clinical drift during treatment. At every single checkup, no exceptions, we verify 3 key points: the class 1 canine relationship, the molar interdigitation, and the midline. It's a non-negotiable standard that keeps every single treatment on the most efficient path to finishing. Standardization can even apply to technical errors. Here's a common one: a bracket comes loose. My staff doesn't guess why. They have a standard procedure. They simply check where the composite is. If the composite is still on the tooth, we know it was a failure in bracket preparation. If it's on the bracket base, it was a failure in moisture control. This simple diagnostic standard gives us an immediate, actionable answer every single time. No guesswork. And to make implementation even easier for my team and for doctors I work with, I developed this cookbook concept. It's really just a simple table that outlines our core clinical standards. It shows precisely which appliances and which R2R sequences we use for specific clinical goals. This just removes all the guesswork. Think of it as a recipe for clinical success that allows any doctor to implement a proven system right away without having to reinvent the wheel. So this brings us to our final section, the ultimate vision. When you truly commit to this level of standardization, you're building a practice that isn't just busy, but is genuinely productive, highly predictable, and frankly, a lot less stressful for you and for everyone on your team. At the end of the day, the goal is to shift from a state of constant reaction and problem solving to one of proactive, high-level execution. When you have a proven system for everything, from how the phone is answered to how you sequence your arch wires, you simply get more done in less time and with a whole lot less effort. You get to stay in the fast lane, moving smoothly towards your goals. So I'll leave you with this one final thought to take with you. Take an honest look at your own operations, at your team, and at your clinical outcomes. And ask yourself, is my practice running with the precision, the reliability, and the elegant efficiency of a Swiss watch? If the answer is no or not yet, I hope you can now see that standardization is your path forward.